Hello, my name is Kelly Bramblett, and I am a trauma support coach and spiritual mentor who works with people from all over the world who are struggling with unresolved wounding. I do this by gently guiding them to healing, peace, and self-love through my one-on-one coaching. In addition to this, I also write a weekly spiritually based blog and I'm the host of Kelly Bramblett's High Vibe podcast, which can be heard on all major streaming platforms. My mission is to help spread a message of hope to the hopeless and inspire others to heal the collective by first healing themselves. I am a fully certified general life coach, trauma care specialist, law of attraction practitioner, EFT practitioner, and a level 3 Usui Reiki master teacher. My first book, Alchemy of the Phoenix, From the Ashes of Trauma to the Light of Love, was released July 1st, 2020, and continues to offer further support for trauma survivors worldwide. You can learn more about my work by visiting my website at www.kellybramblett.com. Hello and welcome, welcome, welcome to this High Vibe podcast episode. I am thrilled beyond words to be welcoming Emma Mumford to today's show. She's going to be talking with us a little bit about her new book, Hurt, Healing, Healed, which is available for pre-sale anywhere books are sold. What makes this so special is that Emma Mumford was my mentor for 10 months as I worked through writing my first book, Alchemy of the Phoenix. So to have her onto the show today is truly an honor. Emma Mumford is the UK's leading law of attraction expert. She is an award-winning life coach, 2 times best-selling author, law of attraction YouTuber, speaker, and host of the #1 spiritually based podcast on iTunes, which is Spiritual Queen's Badass Podcast. Emma works to help women turn their dream life into an abundant reality using the law of attraction and spirituality. I am going to take a quick break and then I will be back to welcome Emma to the show. So I am so excited to have you here today, Emma. Welcome, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Kelly.
And I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit about your personal healing journey and how it led you to where you are today.
How long have we got? It's a little bit of a long story. So I guess really my healing journey began, back a long time ago. So when I first started my first business, which was Extreme Couponing in Dills UK, a very different business to what I do now, this was back in 2012. And at this point, I was in a not very nice relationship and I had a lot of anxiety. I was experiencing depression as well. And I definitely felt lost. I feel like for a lot of my life, I felt very lost. I felt very confused. And I think I didn't understand why I had anxiety. I didn't understand why I had depression. And it just kind of kept spiraling from that point, really. So on the outside, I had this, you know, incredibly amazing business. I was doing so many exciting things. But then internally and like personally, like I was battling a lot within myself and in my relationships as well. So fast forwarding to 2016, when I entered again a not very great relationship and I had my spiritual awakening, this is where the real inner work came up. And with my spiritual awakening, you know, the depression had deepened so much more to a point where I was having suicidal thoughts and I was thinking like, I'm either going to have to take my life or change my life because I can't keep living like this. And, you know, I was so young at the time as well. I was about 21, 22 at this point. So, you know, for so many of my teenage and adult years at that point, I'd experienced these just really heavy feelings and real like awful time, really. So I kind of didn't really know much else at that point. So when I had my spiritual awakening, I felt like I had a shift in that. I felt like for the first time I'd had a shift because I was then, you know, focusing on positivity. I was focusing on the law of attraction when I found that. And then when I kind of shifted into my spiritual business and do what I do today, it brought so much positivity and so much joy into my life. And I felt like I'd really overcome that season, overcome all of that, bearing in mind I hadn't addressed anything by this point. So then when I got into another really transformational relationship a few years ago, that's when the real inner work came up for me. And I started experiencing triggers. I experienced limiting beliefs and fears coming up, trauma coming up, and I just did not know what to do with it at all. And I think one of the, you know, the key elements of law of attraction is missing. And obviously I had no idea that when you're manifesting, you know, you have to do the inner work, you have to look within. And that's such a key aspect of our manifestation journey. And all the books, all the things I was reading and watching, like, didn't really speak about this at all. So a lot of the law of attraction kind of culture is very much like positive vibes only, you must think positive thoughts. And this was really, really hard for me because I was having these really, really like awful thoughts and really persistent thoughts. And I thought, you know, something's wrong with me, like nobody else clearly feels like this, like I'm just doing it wrong. So really, when I learned the art of healing, and I learned what it actually meant to do the shadow work and inner work and all of this, like, it transformed my life forever because I was finally able to feel happy within myself and feel free from the past and feel free from, you know, a lot of the things I have experienced in my life and things I wasn't even consciously aware that happened in my childhood as well. Like, that all came to the surface. So it's been a long journey. It's been a very deep journey. But here and now, obviously, I've just written a book all about it. So I'm really excited for that. But also, I feel like it set me free on so many levels that now I can really feel at peace within myself. I know myself for the first time in my life, and I'm experiencing different abundance, aligned abundance from doing that inner work as well. So bit of a long answer, but that's it in a nutshell.
No, I love it. There's a couple of interesting things. Like 2016, there are so many people that I've talked to, myself included. That's when I kind of had that similar experience of like, I either am not going to make it or I have to make changes. But that year is a year that so many people have told me that they had similar experiences. So I don't know what it was about the energetics of 2016, but that was a big year for, I think, the collective for some reason. And I couldn't agree more with, you know, kind of the law of attraction versus shadow work. It's almost like it's either one or the other out there in this community and industry. And, you know, I tell my own clients this, it's that if you aren't dealing with that inner work and you are just like, oh, let me just think positive, let me just think positive, that energy is still stored in the body. So you're, whether you realize it or not, you're still a vibrational match for these lower vibrational experiences. So I think so many people are afraid that, oh, if we start really looking at this, if I start dealing with this and bringing up these emotions, I'm not going to be able to successfully manifest or whatever. And in truth, that is the key, because you can process and then release it through that. And then your vibration is actually naturally high vibrational. You're not pushing it. You're not forcing it. You're not denying your actual feelings. So I love that. And I think that is so important. And I'm so glad that there are people who are, you know, law of attraction experts like yourself who are talking about this. So how would you say that healing impacts our ability to consciously manifest?
I think it impacts it massively. And I think if you'd asked me that question, probably, gosh, like 3-4 years ago, I'd have been like, yeah, I don't think it's like a massive impact, like a little bit of an impact, but not a massive impact. But when 2020 came along, and just like you said with 2016, I feel like 2020 was another real big key year for people where, whew, the inner work and awakenings were rife. And I feel like I went through like another mini dark night of the soul, really. And really that inner work came up like thick and fast for me. So I think going along this Hurt, Healing, Heal journey of even writing this book has awakened me so much to how the inner world really does impact our manifestations. And like you say, it's not enough to just heal the spiritual body. It's the physical and cognitive mind as well. So it's working with that mind, body, spirit element, which I think I was always missing from my healing practice. I think, you know, I did lots of meditation. I did lots of spiritual work with spirit guides and angels, but I was really, really missing the physical body healing, like in my body, and also the cognitive mind as well. So for me, it's really been focusing on those three areas of mind, body, spirit, and integrating all of them to really, really embody that healing. And I think, again, like a lot of people who are maybe not even just in the law of attraction sphere, but in the spiritual sphere, may tend to lean towards those spiritual practices, whether it's gong baths, meditations, Reiki, all these things, but then also not integrating the physical body and the trauma and emotions that are trapped in our body, like you said. And also the cognitive mind as well. We have a human mind that is storing all of our experiences throughout our life. So I think learning all of these things really, really changed my perspective on so many things. And when I started to honor my feelings and emotions, when I really started to learn the true essence of shadow work and healing, my whole life changed, not even just from an energetic perspective, but from an abundance perspective as well. And manifestation became easier. Things would manifest way bigger than I would ever have imagined before. And I joke that the book is like the deepest book that I've written, but will get you the biggest results. But I honestly believe that is what healing work does. It's the deepest work you'll do, but it will get you the biggest manifestation results. Because the reason why I think so many people have like hit and miss results of manifesting, and again, myself included with this, was because I had those limiting beliefs, fears, and trauma underneath, which was kind of giving me half results or like little bits of results, but not the full bam aligned manifestation that I really, really wanted or really wanted to experience in my life. So I feel like healing is probably, I would say, the number one thing. And it's part of that belief step. It's part of that step two of going inwards and looking at what is stopping us from manifesting our desires, what blocks us, what stands in the way, what energy is there that stops us from being that energetic match with our desire. So yeah, I think after that journey, after going through it myself and obviously writing the book, I feel like absolutely it's what every manifester should be working on.
Yeah, I agree. And I do think it's true. Like, we manifest the easiest when we feel our best. But if we're just trying to pretend like we're feeling our best and we're carrying all that with us, then it gets really hard. So what would you say to people who feel like healing work and law of attraction are a contradiction and that we shouldn't dwell on our past traumas?
And I love that question because it's so controversial, and I think there's going to be a lot of school of thoughts on it. But from my perspective and how I view and see things, and obviously what I've experienced in my life and with so many clients and thousands of my followers as well now, is really that the law of attraction is one law. And I think you have like this, and I see it with the law of assumption as well. There's like very like avid law of assumption followers who are like, this is the only way. And then you've got like law of attraction people like, this is the only way. And then you've got this middle ground of people like, what the hell is the right thing to do? And I think there's so much contradicting information out there that people are like, well, do I do more? Do I do less? Do I visualize? Do I not? Do I do this? Do I not? And I think nothing's wrong and nothing's right. It has to be what resonates with you at the end of the day. But from my own personal experience, the law of attraction is one of the seven laws of the universe, the law of polarity being another one. And all these different laws create the energetics of our universe. And I think that's why my work's always focused on spirituality as well, not just law of attraction, because I felt that the law of attraction was so constrictive in so many ways. And that this whole bypassing notion of just think positive thoughts, you know, if you're facing your shadow, like you must bust your shadow and get rid of your shadow, like swear at it, all of this. And I'm like, no, you gotta love your shadow, integrate it into the light. So I think there's a lot of, I guess, harmful information out there, if I'm honest. And it's harmful because it really did harm me in a lot of ways for a long time. And I think it really, I started to like beat myself up about it and torment myself over these thoughts. And, you know, I was like, oh my God, I'm such a fake. Like, I'm out here teaching the law of attraction and I've got these limiting beliefs and fears. So it made me doubt my own abilities as well, you know, back in the day. And I thought, like, this is not unconditional love. This is not the essence of the universe. This is not how it's meant to feel. And going along shadow work and inner work, I think I rejected the term shadow work for so long because I was like, ooh, shadow work, ooh, negative, ooh, don't want to touch that. Whereas when I actually faced it head on, and, you know, it's the same thing as inner work, I realized that the shadow self is something that needs to be loved, that it is something that just needs to be integrated. It's not this dark, evil force out to get us or anything like that. It's an unhealed part of ourselves that needs that love, that needs that care. So I think it's really difficult because I think when there's so many, I guess, outdated teachings on the law of attraction, and, you know, I don't resonate with a lot of it now because I feel like the energy of the world is so different here and now in 2022 to 40, 50 years ago when all of these great teachers and speakers were writing books and doing seminars, etc. So I feel like the law of attraction has evolved since then. I feel like we as a collective have evolved since then. And I feel like quite a lot was so harmful to a large majority of people, in terms of privilege, in terms of even like people who had things like chronic illnesses and disability. Like, there is so much that has suppressed people that I just do not believe that that's part of the universe. And I don't believe that's how the universe works. So I feel like now that more people are talking about the inner work and are talking about all these different aspects of manifestation and actually making it more inclusive, making it more accessible, and making it more in line with those seven laws of the universe, and, you know, expanding your awareness to actually there's more than just that. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's shifting and shifting for the better. And I know from myself, embracing all of that and learning the different laws and experiencing this healing journey, like, has made my connection to manifestation even deeper. It's not taken me away from it. It's not made me think, oh, that's a load of rubbish. It's actually made it deeper and actually helped me to understand it more.
I think too, sometimes when we hear the term shadow work, for the longest time, I was kind of like you, I wasn't avoiding it personally, but like in my work, I didn't want to use that word because I'm like, oh, it conjures up so many ideas. There's all kinds of people that are out there talking about shadow work in really interesting ways, I feel like, as well, that I'm like, no, it's just inner work. Let's like get rid of this title. It's just inner work. But I think too, sometimes we forget that, like, yes, it's heavy work, but it's very enjoyable work if you're doing it from the right perspective. So while, yes, it triggers some things and it forces us to look at things, if you go into it with the right mindset, it's a very enjoyable process. So your new book, Hurt, Healing, Healed, took you the longest to write out of the three total books that you've written. I would love if you would talk a little bit about your experience and why this book is so personal for you, and who do you think this book is going to best serve out in the world today?
Good question. And like, I always find it weird because I knew, and obviously you were part of my author intake. So Trish, who was also in your author intake, I had a reading with her, gosh, like 2.5, 3 years ago now. And she was like, this book's going to take you 2 years to write. So she was like, you need to tell your publisher, you need 18 months to write this. Like, you need to tell them that. And I knew she was right. I was like, this is a big book. Mm-hmm. So when it started dropping and when I started having the downloads, I was like, okay, like, I feel like it's going to be a book about this and a book about that. And then by the time it's finished, it's like completely different book, completely different concept, and a whole 180 from what it was when I first started writing the initial concept. But I love what it is now because it's so, so deep, but so, so needed. And I would be a whole different person if I hadn't gone along that journey. And I feel like it has transformed my life and changed my life forever in the most amazing ways. And I just feel like people need to know this information. And, you know, I've been incredibly lucky that I've worked with incredible people over the years. I've gone along this journey. And, you know, when I was in this journey 3 years ago, when I was writing, when I started like writing the book and drip feeding it, and then obviously the last 2 years I've been obviously writing it heavily, I researched books on limiting beliefs and fears, zero results on Google, nothing. And I thought, how on earth are there no books about limiting beliefs and fears? This is crazy. Like, I need to heal them. How do I heal them? And I love reading. So I knew about shadow work, I knew about inner work, but I really wanted to focus on those limiting beliefs and fears. And that's when I was like, I'm going to write the book that, you know, covers limiting beliefs and fears. If there's not one out there, I'll write it then. So that's when that journey really sort of unfolded. And I feel like it's taken so long just because it has been me living that journey. And that's how long it's needed to take for me to really integrate it and be able to finish it. And, you know, the conclusion took me a long time to finish. And I thought, oh my God, am I going to meet this deadline? Like, it's taken me 18 months. And now I think I need more time. Like, how am I going to finish this? And then one day it was just complete and I was able to do it. So it's been a really magical journey. And I feel that for me, you know, every area of my life has changed as a result of it. Like, I'm 100% not the same person I was who picked up that book and started writing it. And in the best ways possible, you know, when I started writing it, I was in a pretty dark place in my life again, not as bad as it was in 2016, but I felt very confused and very like in this limbo period in my life. And I had so much to work on, so much to work on. And at the time, I had no idea. I had no idea that this is the journey that would unfold, that I would uncover why I had anxiety and depression as a child and as a teenager. And like you say, it was fun along the journey as well. I think a lot of the time there can be, like you say, those misconceptions of, oh, it's heavy. Oh, you know, oh, like, do I really want to deal with that? What's going to come up? And I think a lot of the time people feel like it's a Pandora's box of, they know their stuff in their past and they're worried about uncovering that. And as someone who felt exactly the same, you know, I felt that it's been very gentle. I felt like things have come up when it's been ready to. It's not felt overwhelming. And I feel like, even though I faced really tough things, it's actually been so gentle and I felt so held, and I've been so supported throughout it as well. And that's why I was really passionate about writing the book, because I wanted to create something that was accessible for people and, you know, gave people the tools that they need to work through these things, to identify, to release, and to heal, so they are manifesting their desires, but also in a way that takes them deep enough, in a safe way, obviously, and walks them through that exact journey that I have been through. So in terms of who I think the book is for, every single person on this planet has limiting beliefs and fears. So if you're into spirituality, if you're into the law of attraction, obviously the book's not going to be for every single human being, but obviously if you're into the law of attraction and you're trying to manifest your desires, then absolutely this is the book. I'm so passionate about bringing the law of attraction into everything, because we can use both in so many magical ways. And I feel like this is the book that's really missing from the law of attraction sphere of, hey, you're manifesting, but you're not quite seeing the results you want. And you've got these pesky limiting beliefs and fears. Here's what you do to align with your desire. Here's what you do to feel good within yourself. Here's what you do to feel that peace again. So yeah, I feel like the book can help so many different people, absolutely. But it really does focus on that manifestation aspect as well.
I'm so excited to get my copy, honestly. I've been looking forward to this book for the 2 years you've been writing it. So I am so excited to get my copy, and I'm sure a lot of my listeners are going to be excited to get theirs as well. So could you kind of tell us a little bit before you go where they can go to learn more about your work, to find this amazing book that you've written, and all of that good stuff?
Absolutely. Thank you. So yes, obviously, if you want to come and say hi, you want to find out about my work, and Kelly's come on my podcast as well. So obviously you can find my work at emmamumford.co.uk, and on social media, Instagram, Facebook, all of that. It's at I am Emma Mumford. And I've got my podcast, Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast, as well. And yes, the book is out on the 11th of October. So pre-order is available now, and you can get it from anywhere worldwide that sells books. So like Amazon, Barnes and Noble, Waterstones, anywhere that you get your books from, you can get that from in ebook, paperback, and audiobook as well. But yeah, I'm really excited for people to finally read it. It feels like an age since you've worked on it so long, and then you think, oh my God, people are actually going to read it now. So it as you know, as an author, it's exciting, but also like, oh, it's actually here now.
Yeah, it's vulnerable too when you're talking about your wounding and stuff, like for the world to see. It's a vulnerable space. Well, thank you. As always, I will have all the links to be able to find all the things Emma mentioned below in the box, but I just want to thank you again for coming on and sharing with us a little bit about your healing journey and your amazing new book.
Thank you so much for having me, Kelly.